Prince Ghazi, in his book, A Thinking Person's Guide to Our Times, proposes four remedies that contain the solution to the Islamic world's problems. And I'm delighted to say that the fourth remedy is spending more time reading quality books and pursuing beneficial knowledge. I just want to read to you a section in this where he describes the benefits of reading. And he says on page 120 that people should put down their mobile phones and turn off the net and the TV and spend at least an hour every day in silent, solitary and systematic reading. Reading, that which is worth reading, of course, takes people out of the confines of their natural myopia and parochialism and enriches them immeasurably. It can transport people to past times, distant places, wondrous experiences and unexpected emotions. It can stimulate the imagination, sharpen the mind, strengthen the memory, induce contemplation and inculcate noble sympathies. It allows people to sit and listen to the most brilliant minds, teachers, ideas and speeches that have ever existed, no matter what languages they or we actually spoke or speak. It can take people to necessary escapes, relaxing fantasies, to imaginary worlds, or, by contrast, bring them face to face with bitter truth and make them mindful of the inexorable eternal present moment. In short, it can teach people priceless knowledge about themselves, about the world, and about reality itself. Moreover, many of the world's classics of spirituality, philosophy, science, history, and literature are made available in attractive, accurate, and affordable editions in series like Penguin Classics and Oxford World Classics for very little money. Many religious jewels are available completely free on the internet by sites like altafsir.com and the Gutenberg Project. Quality reading is thus easy, cheap, and of inestimable value. Aristotle says, quote, "The right aim of education is to make the pupil like and dislike what he ought." It's from the Nicomachean Ethics. Consequently, making a commitment to self-motivated, broad, lifelong learning, not only religious learning, but learning that which makes the pupil like and dislike what he ought, means striving to acquire the right education, no matter what school or college one attended or attends. This can be easily achieved at the expense of internet and entertainment time, and indeed the discipline of controlling these modern pleasures is in itself of enormous value. Moreover, in reading, in beneficial knowledge, in wisdom, in reflection, there may also lie lurking some of the solutions to the looming problems mentioned above. Reading certainly helps individuals, but it may also help the whole world to and derail dystopian trends of the present and the future, and God knows best. It is no accident that the first word revealed in the Quran was Iqra, read. Indeed, although it is not obvious from looking at Muslims nowadays, traditional Islamic civilization, having no clergy as such, or clerical institutions or castes, was entirely based on the written word. First, gods in the Quran, then the Prophet Muhammad's, upon whom be peace, sayings, and then all beneficial knowledge. Indeed, the only prayer for more in the Quran is, "My Lord, increase me in knowledge." That's the 20th Surah 114. I certainly endorse all of those sentiments. Until next time.